you may have noticed that Joe Biden announced today a new front in his ongoing war against America's middle class. Biden didn't frame it that way, of course. Democrats rarely say what they mean. They tell you it's about something else. In this case, Biden told us it was about Vladimir Putin. Biden explained that we're going to hurt Putin by making it illegal for Americans to buy Russian energy. This, he said, will amount to a massive moral victory for us. We're going to feel great about ourselves. And at the same time, it will be a crushing defeat for the Russians, who, of course, deserve it. So it was one of those rare occasions when we could see the good guys win and the bad guys lose. Hooray! Around Washington, you could almost hear the feverish applause as Biden finished speaking. Every constituency loved it. The media agreed that Joe Biden had never seemed more presidential. Democratic officials seemed deeply relieved. For once, they could talk about something other than COVID and the southern border. They'd rather be on offense than defense. Republican leaders, meanwhile, seemed happiest of all. They barked like seals. Finally, a chance to sound tough and decisive without making CNN angry. Thank you, Joe Biden. We can all be John McCain now. You rarely see unity like this in a city as divided as Washington. The unity was so heady, in fact, so delightful and intoxicating, that no one remembered to ask the most basic question. Why exactly are we doing this? What's the point?